Why is the rum always gone?
Hi there! Welcome to the Main Street Mouse!
Hello! My phone is a little bit behind here, but how are you all doing on Monday? We wanted to give you a little intro there to what's coming next week.
Are you excited yet? I'm excited.
Very excited. You probably heard the sound was still playing on our devices here.
He can hear. We're on delay.
There we go.
Now okay, we can hear.
So we're good. How are everybody doing? How is everybody doing?
How are everybody? So yes, you guys, next week, Scotty Too Hotty in the house. Are you excited?
WWE superstar
Scotty Too Hotty
will be here. Well. Wherever. We're not sure if we're going to do it in this room or if we're going to do it back downstairs because him and Stacy will both be here, and there's really not a lot of room up here for three people plus me behind the camera.
There's really not. However, I'm already a bit excited and already a bit nervous about this. Now, we've been doing this show for a year now, and this is really exciting.
This is really cool. And it's our 1 year anniversary show. Mm-hmm. That he'll be on, so that's really kind of cool that he's going to do that. So
Suzanne says we look tilted. Do we look tilted? How do we look today?
Do
we look any better than we did last week?
My camera, everything looks straight on my end.
Do we look okay? Do we look okay? Is the lighting better? Can you hear us? We might not be crooked. It could be the pictures are actually kind of crooked.
So go based on the table and tell us if that's crooked or not. Because we had a friend of ours gave us this picture is really crooked.
I think the pictures are crooked.
Yeah, the pictures might be. What we had to do was to get the glare from the pictures, we had to push the pictures out a little bit so they were at an angle so they wouldn't show as bad. So this one, it's mine.
Can you guys see us okay?
Sorry, we'll get started here in a moment. I'm trying to see if it, there we
like
go.
Shocking. Okay, Cheryl McCall said we're good.
And is the video, you can see clearer, it's brighter, hopefully, that worked, so everybody can see it.
So before...
Are those Larry Dotsons? Yes, they are Larry's. We got them from him last year at Epcot, actually. He signed them both for us.
Okay, so before we get started, we have lots to talk to you guys about. Oh my God, already? Did you do that on purpose?
No.
Okay. Please, if you would be so kind, share this video with your friends so that we can reach a broader audience. And
they won't be your friends after you share it, though.
No, they will. They will. We've been doing this for a year. We want to continue to grow. And we are starting a new weekly prize program.
Wait, we are?
We are. So we are going to reward you.
I handle all the finances, and I had no...
Why do you keep cutting me off?
I don't know.
We are going to reward you for watching our silly show every Monday. So each week you are going to win a Disney Parks prize from us.
What was that? That was like 313.
From us.
Are we ready to get started?
Yes! So keep watching because we're going to talk about prizes.
Why don't we start this show now?
Go.
Hello and welcome to TMSM Weekly Live, show number 48 for April 8th, 2019. I am Scott Atwood.
And I am Michelle Atwood.
So, as Michelle said, next week is our 1 year anniversary of doing the show. And I won't be on it. I guess that's a good thing. Yeah. But in my place will be another Scott. Scott Garland, right. a.k.a. Scotty Two Hottie, member of the WWE. Wrestler for many, many years now. He's actually a trainer and runs one of the facilities here in Orlando. He was going to be here tonight originally, but yesterday was kind of a big event in wrestling.
He kind of had WrestleMania to go to instead of our house.
I mean, our house, WrestleMania, I can understand what he chose. So we will have him on next week on the 15th at 7, along with Stacy, who is his girlfriend, and they run a shared Instagram together, them in the parks. And Stacy's got a long history working at Disney Universal, so I think it's going to be a great show, actually.
It's going to be an awesome show, and I'm already nervous about it because I just want it to go really well. I'm sure it will. So all week, if you guys can help us, we're going to run promos because this is like a huge guest for us. So if you can help us spread the word about next week's show.
Not that our other guests weren't huge.
No. This is our anniversary. We're going to give away prizes next week, probably more than one prize because it's a big show.
For the anniversary show.
For the anniversary. So any help you can give us to get the info out, we'd appreciate it.
Get the info out. That's the way
Okay,
to say
so are you ready to get started?
I am ready.
We have so much to talk about.
So much going on this past week has been hot. The last few days have been really hot down here. It's been 88 to 90.
Feels like summer.
Oh my gosh, we were dying. We went to the Magic Kingdom, we'll get more into that, but we were at the Magic Kingdom the other day. Really hot. We went to Epcot today.
Mm-hmm.
Even hotter.
We went to Epcot to buy these little lovelies right here that we're going to give you one. These are limited edition.
That's the giveaway tonight?
It is. We'll talk more about it later.
So stay tuned. You could possibly
win those.
We're
going to make you watch the whole thing before we talk about
like how we do that?
How to give stuff away. It's kind of funny. Okay. So, what do you
want
to hit first?
Well, last week, as we did show on Monday, that was actually the day the Grand Floridian debuted their chocolate eggs for the holiday season, and we didn't go on Monday, so Lindsay was there on Monday.
Yes, Lindsay was there covering for us on Monday.
I think we talked about it a little bit last week, but we actually went on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle did photos on Instagram and Facebook.
We did video.
We did a video, which is on our YouTube channel, which you can find at the Main Street Mouse on YouTube. We also bought one of these because now they have a little shopping area.
Yes, there's video on our YouTube for that as well.
So we bought this. It's called the Grand Egg. It's a chocolate egg filled with jelly beans.
Yes, it's like a Morocco with jelly beans. And we didn't know this. These are $9, and it says, you can't see from back here, but it has the Grand Floridian sticker on mm-hmm. it. So these are a newer feature that they have, but they also have like Mickey-shaped whoopie pies.
They have little chocolate eggs.
They had little Easter treats on a stick.
They had those cross buns, fresh and hot.
They
right
did.
There you could buy.
All kinds of goodies. And the snack section is open from 10 to 6 every day, and it's right up near the front. Like, there's a check-in area, and then, like, right across from that, where the egg display starts, you can...
It's the counter there. If as you're leaving that here on Park Fair, there's a big counter area there. That's where they set it all up behind there. So you can check it out if you go over there. So that was the big news. The eggs were really cool this year.
They are. There's some new eggs. Actually, what's funny is the Dumbo egg is new, which is my personal favorite because I'm kind of all... about Dumbo right now.
She's obsessed.
I love Dumbo
very much. Her coffee cup. Dumbo.
Look. Dumbo.
Sipper cup. She didn't want the sipper cup with Casey. She didn't want the Casey popcorn bucket and the sipper. She just wanted the sipper cup.
I really, really.
So now there's somebody at Disney, there's going to be a popcorn bucket with no Dumbo. And they're going to be like, why don't I get both?
So I'll go, you know what? I'll go back and get the other part. But see, and here's the thing. I'm going to detour. We're going to stop talking about eggs for just a minute. Brought up Dumbo, which I wasn't ready yet. But
we brought up the eggs.
No, but you said something about Dumbo. Okay, so see, that it's a two-parter thing that that Lindsay and I gave away on Instagram. But they don't sell these together.
No.
They're at different places in the park. So like the popcorn stand back by Storybook Circus is where they had like the popcorn bucket, like the train park.
Which is Casey Jr.'s front of the train.
And then, but I wanted Dumbo. So in order for me to go get Dumbo. I had to go back over to Storybook Treats or the Friar's Nook.
And actually Storybook Treats was out when we were there, so we ended up at the Friar's Nook. To get her Dumbo sipper.
So I needed my Dumbo sipper. So, that was my little story because I sort of kind of love Dumbo.
A little bit.
It's like my new favorite.
She's contacted the zoo about adopting.
I want to. No, I'm just kidding. Just like, I'm like, I don't really need a flying elephant.
No.
But if I was going to get one, it would have to be like Dumbo.
It'd have to be Dumbo.
It'd have to be Dumbo. Okay, anyway, back to
Do you know of any other flying elephants besides Dumbo?
No. So anyway,
The Easter eggs.
So I put something on Instagram about the Dumbo egg, mm-hmm. and the person that actually made said Dumbo egg commented on my picture and said, you know, that they were excited that we thought it was so nice. And I'm like, and I'm so excited that you're commenting about the egg. So
and I'm so excited that that happened to us.
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So they have that that's new. What else was new?
What else was
I can't
new?
Think. It was last week.
It was. There was a lot of Coco was new, wasn't there? Or was that from last year also? I can't remember.
I don't know. So but they do have
a few. But yeah. Watch the video. Check. Go to our YouTube channel. Look at the video. We just did a walkthrough. We didn't really. It's what, about 3.5 minutes or 6 minutes?
Yeah, you can kind of get a look at all the eggs if you go to our YouTube channel. We have the not just the egg display, but we also have all the treats that we were telling you about, like that egg with the jelly beans inside.
Exactly, or the whoopie pies they have, or any of that stuff.
Yeah, and he bought that, but we didn't buy anything to actually eat because I'm dieting, and I'm just like, if you want to buy that, go ahead. But this is $9, and it's... You know,
and I'll probably never eat it because I still have a piece of gingerbread from the first year we moved here, which is still in the package and never been opened. So that'll probably sit next to that.
Yeah, he's
all
like
of eternity.
So he makes fun of me because I'll buy stuff and then like keep it in the package because even if it's edible, like what was it? The breakfast at the boardwalk that had
the Tangled Sun. We had one in the freezer forever.
And
I don't think we still do though. I think it might happen.
I think once I was gone. Didn't Suzanne bring that to me?
I can't remember. But we're going back there for Mother's Day this year, so she'll be able to get another one.
So, so sometimes, you know, you just buy things just to have and you don't want to eat it because you don't want to ruin it.
Right.
But, yeah.
But we ate them when we did that canvas at the park, or canvas on the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. Because they had the Tangled Pastry.
They're actually really good.
They actually are very good.
Very good. So.
Anyway, what else you got?
And the other thing that happened on Tuesday, which was big, big news, was tickets went on sale for Avengers Endgame. I'm a little excited about this film. Michelle's even excited about this film, I think. A little bit, aren't you? A little bit. She is. So we're really excited about this. But it crashed all these different online ticket agencies. AMC crashed, Fandango crashed, Regal at one time crashed. They all just kept going down because they couldn't handle the amount of traffic that was going there. So some are estimating this movie might do $900 million opening weekend, which is just amazing to even think of that. And some are even saying possibly hit the $1 billion mark. I'll be seeing it, the fan event, on Thursday, 5 o'clock. We could only get one ticket for it. It sold that quick.
He was stressing. Let me tell you the real deal. So, like, he couldn't get on the site to order the tickets. And, you know, we wanted to all be able to go to the fan event, sit together, because they give you, like, with Captain Marvel, they gave you those collectible coins. So he's sitting there, and he's getting all red-faced, and he's like, I should have gone on earlier. I should have this. I should have that. So I had the bright idea of saying, you go to the movies Thursday night by yourself.
And it was easy to get one ticket.
One ticket. I said, you just go. And he's like, well, I've never gone to the movies by myself. I said, but it's going to drive you crazy to sit home and know that other people are in the movies watching, you know, the movie that you've been waiting to see. I said, so just go. Just go to the movies.
I'm going to go there and get my popcorn, get my big pop. I'm going to sit there and enjoy. So I did get the, Michelle did give me the Avengers Magic Band. So it's Captain America, of course, my favorite, which came. We actually ordered it from the Disney store when they announced they were available because we didn't know they were in the parks yet. But now they are in the parks. So they have a Thanos one, an Iron Man one, a Captain Marvel one, and Captain America, which you can get in any of the parks right now. And those are for the new movie those came out with. And then I got another little something.
Bless his heart.
Had to have it. If I could only teach you how to snap, that would be the coolest thing.
Yep. This.
I love this. This is the greatest present I have ever gotten in my life. We saw them yesterday. We actually saw them the other day. They were selling like crazy at the store. And I looked at Michelle. I go, no, it's okay. I don't want it. And so we walked away, and then yesterday we were at World of Disney, and they were, again, flying off the shelf, and they were saying how they were selling out on property, and she goes, if you're going to get it, just get it now and get it over with. So I got my Thanos.
Make it all the noises. Tell them how it works.
No, it makes all the noises when you close the fingers. I love So I just wanted to show my little new toy. So if it makes noise during the show, I apologize.
It's not supposed to make noise.
I could set it here, but then nobody will see me.
Oh my gosh, no, because if it falls and breaks, I'm gonna be pretty angry. Thing is.
That's pretty cool, really, right there, I think.
Really? Do we have
Don't shake the table.
Seriously, I'm concerned that if it falls.
I don't know, I wish my magic band would fit around it. Oh, I would wear it to the park like that.
Oh.
So that was my toy. Michelle let me get it. I'm so excited I have it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
She said I owe her one. But I know eventually those Dooney and Burke Rapunzel purses are going to hit the stores. And I know that's kind of probably why she said go ahead and get it, because she knows eventually those are going to hit and she's going to want
and
those.
If they do, I'm just going to be like, remember that big
remember your
Griffin gauntlet that you had to have?
Which could hold all the purses in one hand.
It's just
that thing is just huge. I'm looking at
it. It is big. It is huge. And like
the lights went out. Look, can't see me.
What the cast members, you know, like we saw it at the studios and then we saw it again at the Springs yesterday. And, you know, they were, you know, trying to tell you how to, you know, because it's big, there's little loops in there to, you know, make
your fingers.
Yeah, to make the fingers go up and down and the noise that it makes. And
somebody asked how much it was. When I originally saw these last year, they were $150. Disney has them marked down to 100, and then we had our annual pass holder discount, and then I had gift cards and stuff, so we got it pretty cheap.
Because, you know, you guess you really need to have
it. It is huge.
But there was people that were like guys that were like fanboying over these.
I've never seen guys so excited about an item until I saw that.
Yeah, it's big. But,
it is,
whatever.
I'm only laying it down because I don't want it to hit the floor.
You don't. Yeah, that thing breaks, I'm going to be pretty mad.
I would be devastated. So anyway, so that was, I just threw that in because we were talking about Avengers. But Avengers Endgame comes out on the 25th for all those. There was a big clip that dropped this morning in Good Morning America show. If you haven't seen it, it actually shows like a minute and a half scene of the movie, which nobody has seen that much of it put together, which I saw just about an hour before we came on here. So it's a pretty good clip. So if you go to Good Morning America's YouTube channel and look up videos, it was today they put that on. There was like a 5-minute video that's part of that video. So go out there and watch that, and you can see a good clip of the movie.
So are you guys looking forward to Avengers Endgame as well? And have you been trying to avoid spoilers?
You forgot to bring your Loki picture up here again.
Oh my gosh! I knew I was forgetting something. Darn it. Okay, I can't do it next week.
The week after. That'll be the show before the Endgame.
Okay. Because we're probably going to... I'm thinking the show before Endgame, our prize that we give away that week should be something Marvel.
Not my glove.
Not that thing. something Marvel, Avengers themed, something or other. I'm thinking that's a really good... idea.
The Loki jersey's from ThinkGeek. I got it online from ThinkGeek probably about a year ago, didn't I?
Probably.
Yeah.
I need some Loki shirts or something.
It says Master of Mischief on the back.
I need something like that. Not like that, but something.
She wants a picture of Tom Hiddleston as Loki on her shirt. Right?
That would work.
You don't want the old one with the...
Like the old cartoon Loki?
Yeah, you don't want that one.
That's not my Loki. No.
Not my Loki.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay, anyway, after Endgame, let's move along here. So that was Tuesday. On Wednesday, we actually had to go back to the studios, as we told you guys. They had the media preview for Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy, which we had already seen it on Sunday, and we have that video on our YouTube channel. But this one was a early morning media-only invite.
Yeah, I didn't get to go do my radio spot with Joe on Wednesday because I had to go to Disney instead, which he understands that, you know, when Disney calls, I go cover
Disney. We have to go
Disney.
Do that.
Yeah.
Disney takes precedence.
Yeah, because it's Disney. But yeah, they had an event. They had, little song and dance thing going on out there, and then they had the actual show.
Which we have better video also. We were more centered for this video. So if you go on YouTube, you'll see two different videos. The most recent one is the one from the media preview morning. And we were in there before the park had even opened, actually. They had us back there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We've had people ask me, I've had like since last week, people asking if I know for sure if the Racing Academy back there is a permanent...
Yeah, I don't
know. A permanent show. And my answer to that is I honestly do not No.
No, they haven't alluded either way if it's new.
They have not.
It's going to stay or go away. They haven't said a word.
And the only reason, the reason that people have been asking me about that is because of the fact that the building that they use for it has been used for so many different things. I mean, even when DJ Elliott was here,
yes,
we were talking about Club Disney and mm-hmm. how back there they had like the dance parties because he would DJ back there.
Right.
And then they had the Club Villain. And then they have, you know, just all these different things.
Lots
back
of media
there.
Events, very different
yeah.
things like that. So,
so
it's always been a good building for other events and such.
Right. So, but it, the show is very cute. The animatronic Lightning McQueen is
very
impressive.
Yep.
It's just like the one that they have out in California.
Yes.
So we are here. We're not hearing anything other than this is a new attraction.
Yes.
And until we know otherwise, then that's that, right?
And it gives you something else to do at the studios right now.
It does. It does.
So,
because
which is definitely
you know,
a necessity.
Where did we were driving today, speaking of the studios, and it seems like every time we go past Hollywood Studios
right.
now that there is something new to see. And today there was this huge mound of dirt behind Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, and there's actually trees up in front of the dirt that you can tell were placed there, and then there's this big mound of dirt and they're building something. So this would have been if you came on the main entrance off of World Drive originally, which is now closed, you can't go through that way unless you're
the old
exit.
The old entrance. To
old
the
entrance.
Park, yeah.
If you're going, you'd still do the over to go to Epcot or to the Magic Kingdom, you could still see what they're doing over the construction over there. So something else going on in that area, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's going to be a future ride and part of the
know.
Ride that's going to open with Galaxy's Edge. So I guess as we go past there, we will have to check it out and report
it
on it.
It seems like every time we go over there, it's very, you know, it's different. I know that now that they have, like, opening dates for things
mm-hmm.
like that, you know, like, they have to hurry. Like, they already gave a date. We're opening on this date,
right.
and ours is August.
Right.
So, you know, they gotta move it along.
And what I have heard, and we've heard from a couple people, is that it's going to open in phases, so it's not going to be completely ready to open in August. There's going to be something not open, so maybe they're trying
right.
to get stuff. Who knows?
Lily wants to know if it's possible Cars Land. From everything we've heard, Cars Land is not coming to Walt Disney World.
And this would be on the other side of Galaxy's Edge.
So it would almost be like part of Galaxy's Edge, maybe part of an expansion.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's not like they're building a new land. It just seems like they're digging more dirt
to expand it. And it's not big enough to be a land, but it's not on the side where Toy Story Land is. It's on the other side, parking lot side. So I don't believe it would be anything to do with Pixar because it's completely the opposite side of the park from where everything else is Pixar.
That's a really good point, yeah.
So,
and plus, the fact that we've never, you know, there was rumors before Toy Story Land was even announced, oh, Cars Land is coming. In 2015, there were certain people that were like, oh, Cars Land
I have confirmation from
yet.
An Imagineer. No,
not true.
Not true.
Not true.
And
obviously.
That's why we didn't put it out then, because we proved
that's
it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why we check our sources before we just go say stuff that doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm wondering. It could be the hotel, but I don't think it's a big enough area for the hotel either. I'm not sure.
It's just
that's,
a big pile of dirt.
And,
I don't know.
And as somebody just said, Rise of the Resistance, that attraction is not supposed to be open.
Right, because I know it's supposed to
be
in phases.
Yes.
So that could be. But I just wanted to bring that up to the point that they are still really hustling over there trying to get things done. So.
Yep. And we'll see. And then we're going to be in Anaheim 3 weeks before it opens here, or 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to actually be able to see the Disneyland version when we're out there. But hopefully we can get some good pictures in that so you can see it. And then hopefully we have a media event before we go to D23 or right after we get back.
So
we
see, that was one of the concerns that we were talking to a couple of other people that cover events like we do. Because Expo is in August. And a lot of us are going to be covering D23 in Anaheim. So, and then all of a sudden, whoop, Star Wars Land is going to open.
And a lot of the people we work with and do this with, they're either going out the week before, which is what we're doing. We're going out the week before because of school. We want to make sure we're back for when school starts. But some of them are going out for the week after D23. So that's going to put them within just days of, I think one of our friends said he's flying back the night before Galaxy's Edge opens here. So it's really going to be pushing it. So I don't know how it's all going to work.
I'm going to try my very best to not stress about it, but I can't promise. Because I don't know what I would do if we were in Anaheim when the presser event came for Galaxy's Edge.
I don't think they would do it then, though, because they know a lot of us would be gone. I think.
I hope. I'm really looking forward to going to Anaheim, though, in August. If you've been watching our Instagram stories, our reporter Lindsay has been the one posting from Disneyland all weekend long. It was not us.
Unfortunately.
Somebody asked me that, too. Like, oh, I thought I saw you posting in Disneyland. I wish. No, it's Lindsay. It's not me.
We wish it was us.
I wish it was.
Because I really can't wait to get back
out there. I really can't wait to get out there as well. But we'll be covering for a week. Yes. And Disneyland Resort.
Yeah, we're going to do 2 days at Disneyland, 2 days at California Adventure, and then 3 days of the Expo. So there will be a lot of information coming out that day. They always do the parks panel at Expo, so we'll find out everything that's come out for the next 2 years from that point. So we'll probably have updates on Tron. We should have updates on everything that's going to be coming in the future, and all the rumors that we've been hearing, we'll get confirmation for.
Yeah, so that should be when a lot of the talk that's been going on for the past year and a half. The panel out there is when things get confirmed.
Right.
Because when we were there last year, it was like I felt like my head was going to explode with all the news that was, you know, because I was live feeding it for you guys on Facebook, but then we're trying to write notes and keep up with what was going on. And I was like, I can't believe I'm in this room listening to all this breaking news right here. And I can only do so much.
And we had never done that before. We had never been at D23 to cover the parks panel. So we had no idea what would be involved in that, and now we realize next year we will have our laptops sitting right there and be reporting as quickly as we can.
It was really something. And, you know, it's just one of those things, and, you know, you guys know if you've been watching me for a year, you've been following me, some of you, for almost 9 years, and you know what a sap I am and how I get overwhelmed, and it's like, you know what, the fact that we get to do those things, mm-hmm. it's overwhelming. It's humbling. It's
really
awesome. It's something we don't take for granted.
No,
so
not at all.
I can't
not
wait
at all.
To be out there again.
No.
So.
And one other thing I liked about the parks panel, which was kind of odd too, is they tell you everything that's coming, but they don't tell you everything that's leaving.
They don't.
So like they told us about Mickey's new ride at Hollywood Studios, but they never told us that Great Movie Ride was closing.
No, they kind of left that part out because Disney, of course, they like to get you excited about new things that are coming, but they also don't like to disappoint.
Right, right.
You know, because if, you know, something new to replace something else, I mean, it's what has to happen.
Sadly, unless they expand.
So, like, Disney was like, this is coming and that's coming, and I really think that... I just lost my train of thought because people are messaging me on the side. I'm so sorry. It's okay. You can wait.
Sidebar.
I can't multitask.
She's going to start laughing here. It's going to be like the potty pass all over again.
Oh, no. Okay. I totally derailed my train of thought.
That's okay.
I apologize. Where was I going with that?
You were talking about D23, the panel, things they don't tell us that's bad.
Oh, I think the whole point of what I was trying to say is I try to keep it positive and look forward to the new stuff that's, you know, coming.
And it's Disney, so there will be new stuff they announce. Plus, I'm guessing they're going to talk to us probably about things that are planned for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary.
That's going to be exciting.
So that will be exciting.
When we were at Magic Kingdom over the weekend, we took a ride on the People Mover. And if you take the People Mover ride, mm-hmm. you can see all the construction going on for Tron.
It's
you can see
the
Speedway. Like all the cars are just lined up on the side.
The train is down for Tron right now. Which you can, when you're going in off the monorail, you can actually see how much track has been pulled up
mm-hmm.
from the train and how they're expanding where the track is going to meet up again because of Tron.
Yeah.
So actually I have that video on my phone. I should probably upload that to YouTube.
You probably should.
It's just, as we're on the People Mover, you can see the area that Tron is going to be going into. So I'll upload that video tonight. So if anybody wants to check that out, you can see it's only a couple minutes long.
It's kind of cool though, because like, you know, we know of, because of the press releases, because of D23, because of, you know, how lucky we are that we get this info, there's something going on everywhere. And because of the information that they sent us, we know what it's going to be. Like we see, you know, them clearing land over here. Oh, that's for Tron.
Right.
Or, you know, like
the Tronder.
Tronder, yes, remember from July when they first broke ground? And then, you know, like over at Epcot, the big building that they're building, that's Guardians of the Galaxy. Or, you know, like there's something going on everywhere.
Except Animal Kingdom. kind of quiet over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, nothing went on anymore.
But they had Pandora, so that's why.
Yeah, they already kind of had their time to shine. So it's like, okay, they're going to put stuff everywhere else, I guess. But
exactly.
It's exciting, exactly. Though, you guys. So stay tuned for that. And let's see, I feel like every time we go to property and we live so close, but you see something new.
New every time. And that's something else. When we were there on Wednesday for the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy, we also got to see some gondola testing. Which was really cool because we actually saw, I think it was 6 unwrapped gondolas.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't have their decals on them yet, so you don't know what theme they're going to be. But we did get to see 6 of them in a row go past us. So we did film that. That's up on YouTube. So if you want to go check that out and see, so you can see the size, see the speed. It's pretty cool, actually, that we got to see that the way we did.
I mean, you talk about, it was just really good timing. Let's say that. We were leaving the studios because we had to go pick up the kids from school. And the gondolas were moving. They just started moving again. And I know, you know, I did a live feed of it. We have it on our YouTube channel if you missed it. But that got a lot of views because so many people are interested. And I kind of wanted to clear one thing up, though, because another question, I actually read your comments. And another question that kept coming up, and I was trying to answer it as I saw, was because the gondolas move so fast. And they do move very fast.
Once they take off.
So here's the thing. People wanted to know, like, how am I supposed to get on the gondola itself if it's moving that quick? Well, in like, the hub area, like, where the...
The station.
Like, the station. They're lined up together. So it's there. Mm-hmm. Help me if you don't try
it. What it is you come in on one cable, and then once you're in there, you switch to another track, so to speak. And once you're on that track, it's not being pulled. It'll be cast members moving them around that area. And then once that one's ready, they can send it, and the cable will grab it towards the end and pull it off.
Yeah, so there's some lined up in the actual
I would say
area.
There was probably 8 to 10 of them, I would say, that were in there and barely moving.
Yes.
To allow you to jump in. We actually, if anybody's ever been to Cedar Point in Ohio, they have a Skyway system that's kind of like that as part of the park, and theirs works very similar like that. So the speed they're moving on the cable is different than when they're in the station for people to jump on board. So there is a few moments there for you to get in your seat, get there, they lock you, and then you take off again. So.
Yeah, so it's not... people were like, oh my gosh, it moves so fast, how am I going to get on there?
No, it slows down almost to a stop for you to get on.
Yes.
And then it's not released until the cast member puts you on track to take off with the cable. So no worries about it just taking off without you or hanging halfway out. That's not going
to
happen.
No. And there's still, when we went to Epcot today to get today's prize, we were looking in the back by, between...
Where the, back by France there where it's the other gateway.
Yes. So they're building the terminal for the gondolas back there as well. And that's not as far along as the ones at the studios. Because I think a lot of people, when they saw the testing that we did and how I literally was standing underneath them as they were going by, which was really cool. And it makes it look like, oh, hey, these are ready to go. They're not. No. It's that one track, like, between the studios and Caribbean Beach Resort.
Yep, that's it.
But, like, if you go to the other side of, you know, where these tracks are going to be or the cables are going to be, they're not, the gondolas aren't hanging up there yet. They're still building, like, the actual, like, the place where you're going to go in and they're going to, like, put them there.
And actually driving the other day, actually Sunday, we drove to Disney Springs and we were driving between the studios and Caribbean Beach. And you could see all the gondolas in the parking lot. They're behind screen, but we were able to see through the trees and everything. You could see that there was gondolas piled up there.
They're all just lined up.
Yeah, so they're ready to go. They're probably just making sure everything works between the studios, Caribbean Beach. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with Star Wars. They want to have all that running functionality great before Star Wars opens. So let's get that one running. Then they're going to work on the next track, which will be to the street and then down...
But they are really impressive, and it's
really
funny
are.
Because, like, when I was, you know, getting to stand underneath them and watching them go in and out of the station, a lot of the questions that we were getting on the live feed, either people were like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, and then other people were like, oh my gosh, this is so frightening. Like, this is really, really
And they're not
scary.
That high up. Really, they're really not that
they're
high.
They're not that high. I was very surprised. Like, the ones at Cedar Point are higher off the ground.
Yeah, the Cedar Point ones, I'd say, are at least 100 feet in the air, and these ones are maybe 40 to 50.
Yeah, it's not that high. I mean, it doesn't give me a feeling of fear, and I'm not real big on heights. I'll go on roller coasters and such, but I'm not a fan of heights. And this does not give me that feeling in the pit of my stomach of fear or, like, anxiety about it.
And I have an unhealthy fear of these things because of Sierra Point. Sierra Point had nothing around. I mean, it was completely open. There was no air vents or anything. It was just open. And so when I was graduating high school, we went there for a day after our prom. That's what you do up in Michigan. We were on it, and my friend decided as we passed the flagpole to grab the flagpole, which, of course, shook our whole
Don't do that
cart.
Ever.
And I almost threw him out of there. But since then, I just have a fear of just falling from one of these things. So it's
yeah.
one of those things I can't.
Yeah,
so we'll
but
see.
It's not going to be like that because Disney's the actual gondola itself is way bigger than anything I've ever seen. We were watching something on TV and they had a gondola system. It was like in the mountains or something.
Yeah,
and I was like, that looks like Disney's because they're bigger and they're more sturdy.
It looked exactly
you know?
Like the Disney. The way they were built looked identical, the same shape and everything. So.
Yes, it's pretty. It's very. I think it's impressive, and I'm excited. Yes. And he doesn't want to ride it, but I do.
We'll see. She'll probably make me ride it.
I'll probably make him do it.
Probably. Then if
it's
I drop,
research.
It's her fault.
I'm like, nothing's going to happen. You think, I mean.
We hope. Don't say nothing is going to happen.
I'm going to say it. I think Disney.
I just have a fear of all the way storms pop up around here. Are they going to have time to stop them, get everybody off? Because the storm comes
up
out of nowhere.
That was another thing that people were asking me on the live feed last week about the gondolas. Because, you know, these big metal posts. And we get. You know, half of the year is storm season here. You know?
Yeah, they've been threatening storms all day long, but if you looked in the sky, you would not have had any idea it was going to storm. And then 10 minutes before we started the show, we could hear it starting to move in. So.
Like, it was supposed to rain this afternoon, like mid-afternoon, and all of a sudden we were coming up here to do the show, and I'm like, what is that noise?
It sounded like hail was hitting the side of a house.
So I was like,
who knows?
I was hoping that you guys, we would have a signal and everything because the weather got bad like right before we started. So far, so good.
We're doing good.
So we'll see what happens. Talking about Cedar Point.
I know. Cedar Point's awesome. If you've never been there, make a trip.
Yeah, that used to be the closest theme park to us when we lived in Michigan. We were like an hour and a half from Cedar Point.
And it's owned by a company called Cedar Fair. They own like probably 8 or 9 parks around the world. In Toronto, they have Toronto's Wonderland. They have Kings Island, which is also in Ohio. They have parks just all over. But Cedar Point is known as the coaster capital of the world. There's, I think it's 19 or 20 coasters now inside that park. The only bad thing is they don't know what Fastpass is. So as we were kids growing up, when we were kids growing up and a new ride opened, it was nothing to imagine waiting in the sun for 3 and a half hours to ride a 2-minute ride.
And then, like, they decided that they were going to try to entertain the crowds that are waiting 3 hours for a coaster, and, like, they put music in there.
DJs.
And then they put, like, a fan that blew, like, water. It's still not, it's still really long.
But they have some of the tallest coasters in the world, though. With Top Thrill Dragster, that goes 410 feet. Tall, I think.
If you like thrill rides, Cedar
and
Point 122
miles an hour, so
yeah,
really kind of cool, a lot of fun. So if you ever want to do thrill rides, go to Cedar Point. And their Halloween weekends, their Halloween time is a lot of fun.
It is not like Disney fun.
We
though.
Spent lots of time there. We were actually season pass holders from Cedar Point, so we spent there a lot.
Well, because like when we would miss Disney. That's the awesome. Closest park we could go to was in Ohio,
and it was 2.5 hours away, so it was perfect. We'd drive there, hang out for a couple hours, come home.
It was fun. Anyway.
So another thing that happened last week, though, was the Haunted Mansion announced the new Haunted Mansion photo pass op inside the ride, which has the ride a lot longer to get on.
Okay, so we went over there Saturday because, as most of you know, Haunted Mansion is, like, our favorite attraction. That's why our office is themed in Haunted Mansion, even though we're off-centered with the sign.
We'll have to figure it out.
But anyway... So I wanted to go over there and get a photo pass photo, and just because, you know, you're in your Doom buggy and they're taking it inside the ride now.
And luckily we had a friend kind of alert us to where it's at, so we knew approximately when the camera were going to go off so we could be somewhat ready.
So I'm going to tell you where it's at. So when you ride the Haunted Mansion that you know where you're going to get your picture taken.
So get out your pen and paper.
So when you get in the Doom buggy and you start going towards the library, you know, they have the art on the wall there.
The photos down the first hallway when you're coming up to the library.
Yes.
They're on the right side of the hall.
The last photo with the
Medusa
looking person is where the camera is. And all it basically does is it's a brighter flash of the lightning, but it's bright. I was like, boom,
really
boom,
bright.
Like this.
Really
and
bright.
That is where they take the picture.
And I, from what we understand, this has been in the works for months. Because I know a few months ago, they changed the photos in that hallway when you used to go towards the library to digital. Yes. And it used to be just the same old, like, velvet-looking paintings that would just kind of light up, but then they're, like, digital now. And I never thought it was going to be because of photos.
No, we had a friend who told us that they'd been working on it for a long time, and it was going to be at another point in the ride, but they couldn't get the effect to work right, so they ended up moving the picture to where it is now in order to make it work right. So
it's at the beginning of the ride. I originally thought when I had read that the photos were going to be inside the ride, I really thought it was going to be towards the end, like where the hitchhiking ghosts are and how like they have a special effect where they're in their doom buggy with you. That's what I thought it was going to be, but that's not true.
No, that's not true. So it's there when you get to, it's actually the photo before Medusa, which I can't remember which one. Is that the...
I don't know. But those last two photos light up.
And they light up bright. So you will know if the picture worked or not.
You're going to know. Yeah, because we're driving. No, we're not driving.
Driving.
We're sitting in the dune buggy and I'm being nosy, of course, because I want to see where the photo is.
And it lights up the hallway.
Doing this, and I could see the flash up the hallway and I was like, there it is.
And so then, we already reposed. And then it never came to me.
Okay, so I put it... When I put out the blog... And then I did a repost, and then I put something on Instagram. And again, I read your comments. I do. I'm obsessive, because if somebody says something mean, I'm going to be upset. So
she cries.
I will, like, watch, and thank God that most of y'all are really nice to me. But somebody, when I put it out, I had seen people saying that some people are not getting their doom buggy pictures on MDE. And I was like, oh, well, that's a bummer. It's like hit or miss. So we went over there, and we get in there, and we got the Fast Pass, and there's a huge line because all of a sudden everybody wants to ride the mansion because they want the new photo.
The standby line is reaching all the way over to the riverboat entrance.
It was really long. And then, like, the biggest disappointment ever, our photo did not hit our MDE.
We keep checking. Even 2 days later, we're like, come on.
So our favorite ride, we went over there to not just report on it, but to have something to show you guys and have for ourselves.
I think we need to go, like, tomorrow and ride it, like, 5 times in a row.
Just big disappointment. So we did go over there to try to get pictures of the dune buggy pictures. It just did not.
And Chris asked, is it just at WDW? And I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
I've only heard Disney World.
Yes, so if we do hear about Disneyland, we will put that out, folks. That will be...
So we're going to have to go try it again. And I don't know, but it wasn't just us that it happened to. It wasn't just our bad luck. There was a lot of people saying that it's kind of hit or miss whether or not your photo is going to show up. Mm-hmm. So I was disappointed.
Yeah, they're testing it right now. So, I mean, that's understandable. It's going to take some time to get it perfected. But eventually they will. I have no doubt about that. But sometimes we wrote other stuff in our picture just never shows up for whatever reason.
That's true. So. Most of the time it's okay. Or sometimes I'll forget about like pictures that have been taken in the ride. And then when we go look at our photos on MDE, I'm like, oh, that's right.
Or our son scans the wrong thing at, like, Buzz Lightyear or Space Mountain, and then we get somebody else's photos.
We get somebody else's photos on ours.
And I'm like, who are these people? They're not part of our family.
Yeah. But yeah, we went over on Saturday. It's Monday. Still no doom buggies. I probably will still look most of this week.
That's what Marianne just said. Sometimes they do show up a few days later. So we will keep checking. If they do show up, you'll probably see
them. I'm not giving up yet.
Don't lose hope.
But it was funny because the boys, they were in the dune buggy behind us, and I'm trying to show them, like, see the lights over here. And then when we got the ride, Aiden, our younger one, is like, I think I blinked. It was really bright.
It's okay. We didn't get your photo.
That's okay. We didn't get your picture anyway.
So that was Saturday. We were there. Like we said, it was hot that day, but we already had a fast pass for Seven Dwarfs, which I had booked when we stayed on property for Michelle's birthday. Because you booked the 60 days out. So I booked a fast pass. So we got to ride the Mine Train, which we got our ride photos for that.
We did get the Mine
Train. Those ones hit. So we had that. It was not too busy for race weekend. This weekend was the Star Wars race, and it really wasn't as busy as I thought it would be for Saturday.
Not as normal. Not as normally busy. It's usually much more busy.
Yeah, definitely. So, so we did. We have. I'll put the video up of the Tron area so you can see the construction that's progressing there. But as after the Tron, because we saw that when we were on the Tomorrowland People Mover, we then went inside Space Mountain and the lights were on. again. The okay. second time we've done that, and the second time we've rode it in a row where the lights have been on inside of space.
Yeah, in 5 years, we have not seen Haunted Mansion with the lights on.
Space Mountain.
Oh, Space Mountain, yeah. I'm sorry. And then
Mansion would be nice to see. Please.
I don't want, it would ruin it for me.
I still would like to see
it. It would ruin it for me. But the...
I'll cover your eyes.
Don't Space look. Mountain twice when Corey was here last time we saw it, and then... We saw it again this weekend.
It's really kind of cool to see it, but then you look at it and go, wow, it seems so much better when you're on it and it's dark. And it just seems more mystery.
It is. And I think, do you guys feel that way too? Like, there's certain things at Disney you just don't want to take away the magic of how it's
I know.
Done.
That's why I put the video out of it the first time we saw it, and I disclaimered it just over
it's
and over.
It's a spoiler. Like,
yeah,
I think most people have seen, whether it's a picture online, a video. Well, most people have seen Space Mountain with the lights on.
And that's one of those ones that it's not like when it happens they close down everything, because they would close down the
No, they don't. Obviously, they don't care that you see it, because they keep running the people mover
through there.
Yeah. I mean, because if they didn't want you to see it, I would guess that they would shut it down.
And I had an idea. It was down because a friend of ours who we always run into when we're in the park, Scott Boone, one of our followers, we never planned to meet up with them, but we always seem to run into him and his family in the parks. He told us that he was waiting for his Space Mountain and the ride broke down, so he was out. And that was probably like an hour and a half before we
rode
it.
Yeah, so it must have been down for a while, and they were still running the people mover. We always go on the people mover because it's a nice break.
It is.
And then plus you can see, you know, you can see what's going on back there, like in the Tron area, like the... construction.
And right now, a lot of the water around the castle is drained, so you get to see that right now, where they're cleaning that.
Yes,
home. They're cleaning
the moat around the castle is drained right now, too. So there's something going on, like, everywhere.
I think they're cleaning up the moat, though, because there's a lot of garbage. I was shocked how much garbage was down in there that people must throw from the bridge or whatever. It blows down there. But
I hate that. You know what? I've seen so many people litter at Disney, and I'm not going to get on my soapbox about it, but there's a garbage can every, 30 feet?
30 feet. Supposed to be.
So, use a garbage can. just saying.
So that was Saturday. So we didn't stay. We only left because it started to get really, lightning was starting to pick up in the area and windy. Rain never really hit, though, but we got out of there before fireworks. Fireworks were at 9:15. We left about 8:30 or so.
Yeah, we didn't even stay.
Hopped on the monorail, got back. And by the time we got on the other side to the transportation center, the rain had kind of moved out of the area. There was nothing, mm-hmm. So she could have stayed.
We could have.
Lots of people left, so we probably should have stayed, because we probably could have got to ride stuff after.
Yeah, as a local, you kind of know that if the rain comes moving in and people will leave, you just kind of hang back because it's easier park going.
Especially late in the day, because a lot of them, if they're here on vacation, they've been there all day long. So they look at it as, okay, we've already been here 10 hours, 12 hours, it's starting to rain, let's just go.
Yeah, exactly.
But they miss the fireworks, sadly. So usually it's not their only day at the Magic Kingdom if that happens.
No.
So, and then Sunday, we actually had a luncheon with two friends of ours at Enzo's Hideaway, which we had never been to at Disney Springs. It's a nice little restaurant there.
I was really surprised.
It's huge.
It's, you know, right across from Maria and Enzo's. It's the Tunnel Bar. They call it the Tunnel Bar and Restaurant. And it looked, I always thought it was really small because the entrance to go down, you know, it's like underneath, looked small.
It looks like something you see like in the old gangster movies where
it
you
does.
Knock on the door and they open it. What's a password let you in? And that's what it looks like when you walk in. But once you walk into the actual restaurant bar area, it's really,
it's
really
big.
I have
to do a write-up about it. I just haven't done it yet.
She took a lot of pictures, so we'll put that out. But we had lunch with our friends, Chad and Cindy. They actually run DisneyList.com, if any of you follow them over there. Good friends of ours, and they were staying at Disney this past week, and then we met for lunch yesterday. So go
because they hadn't been there before either. So we all got something a little different. He is like, he doesn't give praise to food that often. But he said the burger he had was like the best burger.
I'm very picky on Italian food. I don't eat anybody else's sauce but hers. So when I go to an Italian restaurant, there's not a lot of choices, and they didn't have pizza on the menu. So I heard they had something called the Tuscan burger, which it was a half-pound burger, and it was probably the best hamburger I've ever had in my life.
He raved about
it was
said burger.
So good. so good. So if you ever go there, try the Tuscan burger. You won't be disappointed if you like hamburgers.
And then I had the chicken parmesan ciabatta, but I didn't eat. I took it off the bread because I'm dieting, and I took the carbs off the chicken.
Only half of it.
No, I took
it. Oh, you took the bottom too?
Yeah, I did. But I did take
one little... Next time I'm ordering her off the kids menu, because...
I did take one little bite of the bread, and it was fantastic.
But the chicken parmesan, it was really good.
Yeah. And they actually, when you go there, they put a bread basket down with ciabatta bread and oil for you to dip. And then, mm-hmm. so we had that. Cindy had the same thing, and then Chad had the penne pasta, which looked good.
Yeah.
And then we all had a dessert. We split one. So Michelle and I split the tiramisu, which was very good. And then I can't even remember what they had. Some kind
of sundae.
It was
like a gelato. Yeah, it was like gelato, some sort of sundae. A gelato. It was really good. Really good though. So if you're looking for something different to try, different atmosphere for sure, mm-hmm. Enzo's Hideaway is really good.
And Mario and Enzo's being upstairs, right next to them is the pizza place. It's fantastic pizza if you like pizza, and it's the same pizza that you can get at Epcot and Bianopoli, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, same pizza, but it's actually very reasonably priced, too. It's like $6 for the slice that's...
And it's big, so, like, you can get a $6 piece of pizza that you don't... You only need one piece. You don't need to...
No.
To me, it's inexpensive eating for Disney.
We actually... First time we had it, we were with John, Big Fat Panda, and we were at Epcot, Disney Springs, and we were all just a little hungry, but we didn't know what we wanted.
A
little hungry. So John said, hey, let's go get a piece of pizza. So we go in there... And we actually, the three of us split one slice of pizza.
Well, because we got the big one, though, and he was like, oh, I'm not that hungry. First, we were all going to get our own. And I'm like, No.
The one slice goes over two paper plates.
It goes over two paper plates. But they do have, like, the square pieces of pizza as well that are still really, they're really big. So, and it's really convenient because you can just walk in there and get a piece of pizza at Disney Springs. And a lot of people don't even know that that's there. There's a walk-up pizza place.
And it's really good. And they have sandwiches. They have all kinds of other little things.
Italian
like salads,
cookies.
Italian cookies. So if you're ever just looking for something that's quick and more affordable than most, I would definitely pop in there. And it's right next to Mario and Enzo's. It's kind of as you come over the bridge, which used to be the bridge to Paradise, correct? Or Pleasure Island, not Paradise.
Pierre's got Disneyland.
Sorry. But it was the bridge to go to Pleasure Island.
Yeah,
right?
It's that same area. Pleasure Island. Aww.
When you get off the bridge, it's right there to your left, and it's the first building. It's just a little pizza place next to Mario. So it's really good.
Very good stuff.
Definitely
check
that out.
Yeah, I give that, you know.
Now I want pizza. So do I,
Susan. I know. Oh my gosh, I'm hungry now, too.
So that pretty much wraps up the show, but we're going to talk about our giveaway. Because we have... These things have been going crazy on social media. It's the Haunted Mansion Hitchhiking Ghost. So you've got Gus, Ezra, and Phineas. They're eggs. They're Easter eggs. And they actually, I haven't opened them. But they look like they're split open so you can put stuff in them. But they're selling out quickly. And actually, we were at Epcot today. We went there specifically to buy these.
Yeah.
So we go to Electric Umbrella or Mouse Gear where everybody's telling us, go there, they have them. Well, we get there, and they didn't have them.
They sold out yesterday.
So we asked the cast member, well, do you have them? She goes, there's a few left. It's in the back in World Showcase. Go back there, and they should have some still. So we ran back there because I didn't want to miss out, even though I thought for sure I was going to miss out. But we got back there, and they had a few left, and I said, you know what? Let's buy an extra one, and we'll do a giveaway with the other ones. So we did. We bought two of these. One of them is for a giveaway for some lucky viewer who's watching this now. So you might ask yourself, how might I win those fabulous Haunted Mansion eggs that are now pretty much probably sold out at Walt Disney World? Well, I'm going to tell you. There's a couple ways you can enter. First off, we're kind of stealing something from our friend Cindy Simmons and something she does with her giveaways. You'll remember Cindy was on the show a few weeks ago.
Not stealing. She actually suggested us to do this.
Then we're not stealing. It's borrowing from a friend.
We're taking her advice that people like... Prizes. Yeah. Who doesn't like prizes?
So what you need to do to enter is comment on this video with the city and state you are watching from, right?
Yeah, but are we supposed to put something else too? Make sure you're paying
attention. Do hashtag haunted eggs.
Really? That's what you came up with?
I just thought of it. I had nothing. Whoa, you guys want better?
No, go ahead. Haunted eggs.
They're okay. Haunted mansion.
All right, haunted eggs, and then where you live.
Wait, you got something better? Give it.
I know. No.
Miss, I've got something better.
I got nothing.
I forgot about the hashtag part that you wanted on there.
I wasn't going to hashtag it. I was just going to say, something to say, so make sure they're listening.
So put something to say in the city of your phone.
I know.
And that's how you
now we're going to go with his idea, haunted eggs in the city. Now.
Hitchhiking eggs?
No, they're already doing haunted eggs.
See, now you can't change it. They
love it. All right. Okay, but that's not it.
But there's other ways to enter.
There's another way. So, if you want an additional entry to get these limited edition haunted eggs, We have our YouTube channel. Now, this video will be uploaded probably, how long does it take? It
takes me about half an hour, 45 minutes after we end the show.
Okay, so when we end this show, it will be downloaded on our YouTube channel at the Main Street Mouse. Comment the same thing over on our YouTube video.
With hashtag haunted eggs.
Haunted eggs. And the city that you live in, and that's an extra entry. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're trying to grow that as well. And we're putting up new videos almost every day.
Subscribe there and also hit the little bell to get notifications so you'll get an email or if you get alerts on your phone to know that we've uploaded something new. Or if we go live there, you'll also be notified of that.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get him to do live videos. I do live videos on Facebook when we're in the parks and such, but I really think he needs to do them on YouTube as
and
well.
And we do. We've done a couple, but we only get like 3 people to watch them. So if we could really try to get that up a little bit, it'd be great. We're also actually going to start doing the show on YouTube as well very soon. I'm working on the software because I need a special software to stream it to Facebook and YouTube first until everybody gets the gets the idea of where it's both at.
YouTube, the Main Street Mouse.
At the Main Street Mouse.
At the Main Street Mouse. Hashtag haunted eggs and where you live.
We should have planned better. We didn't talk about that.
He's gonna, I love harassing him. It's the best.
Well, we love Mouse. He's going to give me a hard time all night
long. Give me a hard time.
You know what? It's working. That's all that matters. They're saying hashtag funny. Haunted eggs. Haunted eggs is going to go viral like Trondor did.
Like I came up with Trondor.
And I came up with haunted eggs.
Trondor was mine.
And haunted eggs is mine. Nobody else is going to take credit for that.
Oh my gosh.
Look at it. Look at all these people. Haunted eggs is everywhere. We're going to make that viral.
Oh my gosh.
If you put that on Twitter, we'll count that as an entry too.
Yeah. If you want to hashtag haunted eggs, I'll go look for it. If you do it on our Instagram, if you do it wherever, I'm gonna give you extra entries for that silly little hashtag just because. I think that's a great idea.
So funny.
Oh my gosh.
That was funny. Also, if you are a follower of Lost Princess Apparel, we did do a giveaway over the last few days, and that was announced. The winner of that was announced today, and the winner was Sarah Fligg, F-L-I-G-G. So, Sarah, if you are watching, you did win, so we will be sending you your prize, which was a pair of ears and also a $25 Lost Princess Apparel gift card.
Yes.
We'll
be sending that. And yes, Chris, we do have Twitter. It's at Main Street Mouse.
Yep.
There is no the on there because it didn't fit.
And while we're talking about that, why don't I just throw this up here really quick. Let me go here and do this. So as you will see on the screen now, it should say our social media handles for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. So for Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, it's all at the Main Street Mouse. For Twitter, as Michelle just said, Main Street Mouse only. So make sure you're following us at all of them. For YouTube, make sure you click the little bell to get notifications, so that way when we do go live or anything like that, you are notified, so that way you can keep up with us in our antics in the parks.
Our antics. Okay.
In addition to that, if you're not already following, here are Michelle and I's Instagram. You can follow Michelle at Michelle with one L, M Atwood. So it's Michelle M Atwood on Instagram, or myself, TMSM Avenger on Instagram. I don't post as often as Michelle does, but she posts all the time, so you might want to watch her for sure if you want to see what's going on. I usually post once a week.
I post as much as humanly possible.
I need to get better at doing it. I'm slacker when it comes
to
it.
Actually, you know what? I'm a bit of a slacker on my personal one. I do post way more on the Main Street Mouse.
And I did post today before. Today I did post the behind the scenes of Space Mountain with the lights on. I posted a picture of that. And then I also posted the notification about next week's show. And in case you guys didn't hear, should I play the video or just the photo?
I don't know.
You guys want to hear the video again? Nah, we'll just do the film. We'll
I love the picture. Music, by the way.
I'll just put the little picture up here. So again, next week, April 15th, 2019, Scott Garland, also known as Scotty Too Hottie from the WWE, and Stacey D will be on the show. They both run an Instagram account
and YouTube.
So we're gonna go over all that with them next week, and any questions anybody has, please go ahead and save them to send to us. I will be behind the camera for that, so we will be able to feed those over to them as time permits. It should be a great show. We're gonna really pump it up. It's our 1 year anniversary show, so we will have another prize next week to give away, so we hope you guys will tune in again for that. When we met Scott Garland, this it was in 2016. Michelle was at an event where she was one of the guests of the night, and Scott Garland actually was there. And we actually saw him in the lobby after the event that night, and we approached him just because being wrestling fans, we knew who he was. So it was kind of cool to walk up and meet him there, and we just kind of started a friendship there, and he knew who the Main Street Mouse was, and we just started talking, and he's a really great guy. He's a big theme park fan. Constantly, he's at Disney all the time. He posts pictures.
And Universal.
He's there all the time, taking his kids and such. So, just a great all around guy. So, we're really excited about having them on the show next week, and we think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I am so excited. I'm nervous, but I am excited. So, again, we're going to put out promos all week long. If you can help me share the news that we have Scotty Too Hottie on our show.
Yeah!
Yeah!
And one more thing I just wanted to mention, too. Also, TMSM Radio is still out there. It's doing well. We're trying to work on some things. Some people have been saying they've been getting the same playlist over and over, so we got to figure out why that is, because it should not be the exact same of the day. So once we figure out why that is, we will take care of that. But if you're not already listening to it, if you just go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, just do a search on TMSM Space Radio. You will find the app. Please download it. Take a listen to it. It is completely 100% free. It is completely sponsored by Kingdom Strollers, who is the official stroller company of the Main Street Mouse. And they've always been behind us, everything we do. And when we approached them with this idea, they jumped right on board and wanted to be a part of it. So it was great. So I guess that's it for this week.
Next week, you want to tune in, not just because Scotty Too Hottie is going to be my co-host, but you also are going to find out who wins these limited edition Haunted Mansion eggs.
Yes, definitely.
Again, they were sold out today. I don't know if they're going to get more in, but lucky for you, we're giving them a set away.
Yeah, somebody had just asked, how do you get the eggs? Honestly, we do not know at this point because they've sold out at Epcot. We don't believe they're at any other park because that's where they do the egg search.
Disneyland had them because Lindsay said she found them in Disneyland.
Yes, but we don't know if they even have them at this point. So yeah. we're
usually
unsure.
That's the thing when you know something like this hits and you put it out on social media. They sell out really quick, and that's why we went over there today because Lindsay put it out yesterday and I put it on Facebook yesterday, and all of a sudden it's sold out.
It's gone. And I don't know if they'll order extras of these because Easter being 2 weeks away and that kind of takes away the whole Easter thing. Yeah, it's hard to say what will happen, but from what the cast member told us today, they were sold out at Mouse Gears and they were almost sold out in World Showcase.
They had a couple behind the counter at the One Pavilion at World Showcase, and that was
it. And we actually had somebody stop us in the park today and ask us where we got them because we were taking a promo shot of them in World Showcase, and they were like, oh, where'd you get those? And we told them, and we said there wasn't many left, so you might want to run over there. So
if they do get any more in, they'll be Epcot. The Dumbo Sipper is Magic Kingdom and Disney Springs, because somebody had asked about that.
Oh, that's right, it is.
I think that's it. So next week, Scotty Too Hottie. Next week, we're going to be giving away these awesome Haunted Mansion eggs. We will let you know who won. And we will have new prizes to show you next week. And I say prizes, plural, because it's such a big anniversary show. So we're going to give you more free stuff. So make sure you tune in. And again, comment on this video, #, Haunted Eggs with the city that you are from.
Haunted Eggs. Go
to our YouTube channel when you see this video, Lobe, which is in about a half hour. Same thing, #, Haunted Eggs and the city you live in.
And see, and if you're already subscribed to our YouTube channel and get notifications, you'll know when that video is uploaded.
See how that works? Okay, so I guess.
So you might want to subscribe because that might be a way we give away prizes moving forward often.
That's right. So, make sure that you're following all our social media, subscribe, get notifications, all those things, because we really like giving away prizes and we really try to do a good job for you guys.
We'd rather give them to you guys than to give them to Facebook or YouTube or Instagram. We don't want to pay them to share information.
We'd rather reward you for watching and supporting us than give it to Mark Zuckerberg. So.
Okay. Anyway.
I'll say about that.
So is that it for this week?
I guess that's it. So next week, big show.
Scotty Too Hottie.
Stacey
D.
It'll
be a great show, guys. So thank you so much for watching. We will see you, Michelle, Scotty, and Stacey will see you next week, and I will be behind the camera. Have a great week, everybody. If you're outside, if you're down here, stay hydrated.
It is so
hot. Make sure you're drinking your water and stay hydrated. Don't get sick.
All right, so we will see you next Monday night.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Why is the rum always gone?
Hi there. Welcome to the Main Street Mouse.